State lawmakers failed to override Governor Terry McAuliffe's veto of legislation that would have extended the Virginia coal mine tax credit for 5 more years. Those who oppose the legislation, like Democratic Henrico County Senator Don McEachin, say it cost taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars and didn't generate many jobs.
Since 1988, over $610 million in coal tax credits have been claimed by coal companies, while the number of coal miners in Virginia has declined from 11,106 to 2,946.
Supporters of extending the credit argue that the governor and lawmakers upholding his veto are abandoning Southwest Virginia, as Republican Manita Senator Bill Stanley explains.
Maybe one day, as the senior senator from Henrico says, coal will be gone. Well, it's not. Let us not harm those people that have helped build Virginia with coal.
The House of Delegates had enough votes to override the governor's veto yesterday, but the state Senate fell short by 2 votes. Ian Price, WFIR News.